Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor by day, superhero by night. Jessica Labby's our co-host. This lady is a smooth talker, and people want to listen. Mike Clark, our producer, interjects once in a while. He's starting to grow on me. These three together are like chicken soup for a cold. Well, of course, it's organic soup with extra vegetables instead of chicken, unless maybe they're raised naturally and not squished in one huge chicken house with no windows, and of course, not fed genetically modified food and stuff. Anyway, you're about to be inspired to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
I'm so excited today because we're going to talk about how to keep our immune systems healthy.
And not with a flu shot.
That's true. Because there's a lot of ways that you can keep your body healthy that don't involve interference of medication. We're also going to talk about what do you do if you get sick and you really don't want to resort to medication. I want to start off by telling you guys this really interesting story that happened to me yesterday in the practice. We were pretty busy, and this amazing family that we love came in just for, you know, their wellness care patients. They've been coming for many years, and they just get their spines checked periodically to make sure they're healthy. And their youngest child, their three-year-old, came in, and he wasn't feeling well. And the mom explained that the day before, he had a fever. Now, usually when her little child has a fever, she has a lot of fear and she has anxiety, and she usually resorts to medication to bring the fever down. And she's been to some workshops.
Isn't a fever a good thing sometimes?
Well, that's it. She went to some workshops and she started to understand, well, the fever serves a purpose. And I've explained to her that if she can let the fever run its course, he'll probably get better faster and not be as likely to get sick again, because he's had this cycle of illness this past year. And it was cool because she trusted that. And she said that the fever spiked. And right when it was like 104, he vomited. And, you know, it's interesting with children because it's very common for them to vomit after they've had a fever for a while. And as soon as they did, he did, the fever broke. And if you think about the body working, it raises the fever to try to fight off the bug or virus. And then the vomiting is the body actually expelling the waste.
Sounds messy.
It does. It sounds messy. But the cool thing was he immediately was doing better.
Well, your body has its own ways of fixing itself.
That's
and I
right.
think, you know, people get afraid of that, you know.
And that's what I want to talk about today, because even the people who know that and own it, you tend to need to be reminded of that.
Right.
It helps just to have that. I want to start off by talking about how many parts of our bodies make up the immune system. Because, you know, we think, well, what actually is our immune system? There's a lot of natural barriers. So there's the tonsils and the adenoids and the thymus and the spleen and bone marrow, lymph nodes, lymphatic vessels, your nervous system, your endocrine system. And then did you know that 70% of your immune system is where, Jessica?
Your digestive system.
Yeah, particularly the small intestine, which is a newer thing for people to understand. And it's an amazing...
Didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's an amazing aspect of understanding the importance of good digestion. So bottom line is, what would hurt your immune response? And we're going to umbrella this under the title chronic stress. Comes down to chronic stress. Now, that can be psychological. So when we think of stress, we think mental anxiety.
Isn't it usually?
Well, it is. But if you think about it, there's also chemical stress. So for some people with a really poor diet, there's always a level of stress that their body is under. Same thing with just toxins in your people who smoke, people who drink.
Right.
There's always chemical stress. So for some people, you have that going on, and then you add the psychological stress to it, and it's enough for their bodies to get sick.
So how is your body supposed to fight off something else that comes its way if it's already fighting off what you're doing to it?
And then there's physical stress, you know, which this obviously is trauma, or what we work with in the office, which is called subluxation. So if your spine's not healthy and your nervous system is compromised, that can put a stress on your entire body.
Yeah,
but yet we have this fear that something from outside of us is going to invade us. So you guys remember Louis Pasteur? Remember learning about antibiotics? He was the father of antibiotics.
Yeah, which are way overused, I think.
You know what this guy who invented it, do you know what he said at the very end of his life? Now I'm going to read a statement in French, and I'll tell you right now, I'm from Iowa, and I'm 100% German. I've had no French. So
here we go.
Here we go.
Bonjour.
Tout est le terrain rien la macrobe. Know what that means?
I got a macrobe in there somewhere.
Microbe. The environment means everything. The microbe, nothing.
Mm-hmm. Explain to us.
So what he's saying is the bug or the virus, that's not even the necessary part of causing the illness. That's not the key component in creating illness. He's saying the environment you place it in is everything. And what's interesting, yeah, and there was this really interesting experiment that was done. And what they did was they tried to give someone a cold. So they wanted to see, well, did it just take a virus or more than a virus? So these experimenters incubated cold viruses and actually placed them directly on the mucus lining of the nose.
It would have been easy to send them to an elementary school.
Like a doorknob or two. Right.
And they found that of all the subjects that came down with colds, it was only 12% of the time. And that's putting the microbe directly onto the inside the nose. Isn't that interesting?
So it was the person they were... It was the nose they were putting it in.
Yeah, for the germs to basically grow in you, you had to have an environment that was conducive to them growing.
Well, Jennifer, when you think about how many people we come in contact with every day in the office are coughing on us and sneezing on us, you know, and we're staying healthy most of the time.
Yeah. And we tell people, you know, if you're not feeling well, that's the best time to get adjusted because it will boost your immune system. And sometimes people are still, oh, I don't want to infect everyone. And we say, we're all getting adjusted. We're fine. We're good.
We don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you guys a story. It's about taking out the trash. So let's say that you've been eating dinner and you go to wash the dishes and you're at the sink and you're looking out your window onto your lawn and you're admiring your lawn. You're thanking your spouse for how they keep the whole lawn manicured, and you're glancing out at the curb, and it reminds you, I have to take out the trash. The trash guys come in the morning. I need to have it out there. So you gather all your trash, you put it on the curb, and you go to bed. Well, when you wake up in the morning, you go back to the sink, and you look out, and oh no, the trash somehow spilled out of the bag, and it's strewn around the yard. And you think, well, the trash guy is not going to take the trash unless it's in the bag. So you go out there with a new trash bag to pick up all the trash. Well, you not only find trash, what do you think you find?
Bugs.
Ants. Maggots.
Gross.
Flies. That's what happens, right? You leave trash out, it's going to attract the bugs.
No doubt.
Now, if you think about it, what caused the problem? Did the bugs cause the problem or was it the trash spilling? Because the bugs are in the environment, right? They're around,
right?
But they congregate where the environment is fertile to them. And our bodies are the same way. When we have our body clean, we don't attract the bugs. The bugs may be there. They may be put right on the mucus lining of our nose. We don't attract them. But when we have trash hanging out, which means chronic stress, we have anxiety, we have lack of sleep, we're not breathing well enough, we're all shallow breathing, deadlines, poor diet, no exercise, on the go, environmental toxins, taking medication.
They need a safe haven.
Yeah, the bugs are going to come.
Right.
So instead of thinking of it as, how do I get all the bugs to die? Think of it as, the bugs are just going to be there. That's part of life cycle. That's part of what it's about. But the bugs may or may not be in the body. What matters is they only are going to congregate where there's trash. So making sure we keep our bodies clean is the key.
That's right.
Well, what I'd like to do now is take a quick break, and when we come back, we're actually going to discuss the steps we can take to prevent getting sick and what are we going to do if we get sick.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
We are back from break and talking about how to increase your immunity and what to do if you happen to get sick. And if you remember, we quoted Louis Pasteur when he explained that the environment means everything, the microbe, nothing. One thing I love about chiropractic is it talks about innate intelligence, which is the concept that we were born with an intelligence inside of us that knows how to heal us. It runs our body and everything functions because we have an inner knowing. Our nervous system is in control of this intelligence. And the belief that the body has an innate power to heal is very particular to chiropractic. And assuming that if the body is supported, the body can heal. There's a few other critical factors for raising your immunity. And as Jessica and I talk about all the time, one of them, not surprisingly, is eating well. And Jessica, in the office, like a broken record, what is the number one thing I'll tell the patients to stop eating if they're not feeling well?
Sugar and dairy.
That's right. You know, if the body's trying to overcome something, consuming sugar in particular, it will directly decrease the function of the white blood cells. And you probably remember, Mike, in school, the white blood cells are in charge of basically gobbling up any type of foreign invaders.
They're the good
guys. Yeah, they're the good guys. And sugar actually weakens them. It's been proven. So if we can avoid sugar, we can give our body the best chance.
It's tough for some people.
Well, it is. And it's even interesting with young children. They have a sore throat and the parents want to give them popsicles that are laden with sugar or some type of sugar, ginger ale. And that's really not the best thing to do. You want to stay completely away from sugar. Sugar's like the food for the bug or virus.
No breakfast cereals for them.
No, not at all. And you know what else is interesting is I've seen a pattern over the years that children especially and adults will come in more likely to be sick the week after Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas holidays, Valentine's Day, Easter. That's right, because there's more sugar. And the other aspect is they're eating heavier. They're eating larger meals with many of those holidays.
Right.
And just eating more lightly in general will be less likely to get sick. One thing that I've done this year is I fast every Monday. And I've been like the only one that I know that has not had any type of cold or illness. And I really think it's because I clean out my body one day a week.
That must be hard to do that, though.
You must
be starving by the end of the day.
You just keep busy.
Yeah.
And I don't recommend everyone jump in and do that. It's something I've worked towards for a very long time. And it's actually not too hard for me anymore. I really enjoy it. I love what it does for me. But it's been interesting how I've not gotten sick at all.
Well, it probably lets your body rest that day and it can do all kinds of other things.
Well, when your body's not trying to digest your food,
right,
it can focus on healing if that's what it needs.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got more time to do other things because you're not preparing food too.
Oh, that's so true. And the last one with eating well is hydration. And we're, as a society, we are chronically dehydrated. And oftentimes we don't even have the body signals that we can recognize because it's just so chronic. Whether it's just lack of energy, lack of focus. You know, oftentimes if you're thirsty, that's the last sign your body will give you.
Well, you don't think about it unless you carry a water around with you all day. You know what I mean? So you have to be conscious of that, I think.
Which is easier to do, you know,
now
that bottled water is so easily available anywhere you go.
Yep.
But if you have any dryness to your skin especially, that's a big sign. Dark circles under your eyes, lack of energy, brittle hair, brittle nails, big sign that you could be dehydrated. The next one is warmth. Well, when you have a strong immune system, you have a normal body temperature. It's 98.6. But if your immune system is weak, your body temperature will lower. If you've created a lower body temperature by being cold more often, say you're outside, even it's going to and from your car, if you're not keeping your core temperature warm enough, conversely then, your immune system can suffer.
I did not know that.
And it's really interesting because we think about that with children. We think, oh, well, they're going outside. They need to be covered. We get the mittens. We get the hat. You know, the classic answer is two layers on bottom, three layers on top. But then it's so interesting. I'll see adults come in on a day like today with a sweatshirt on. You can use warming herbs when you cook, like ginger and cayenne and garlic. And, oh, and your wife said that she drinks pomegranate juice.
Right, she gave me pomegranate today, too.
Yeah, and that's high in vitamin C. It won't necessarily keep you warm, but it's a great drink to keep your immune system high.
Yeah, what about vitamins? Is that...
Well, we'll talk about that, because vitamins can definitely help balance and control the strength of your immune system.
Right,
absolutely, your body needs the nutrients.
Not many of us are getting too much sunlight right now.
Well, and the other thing you can do is get the sunlight purposely. It's not going to be as easy because you're you're indoors. Mm-hmm. But if the sun's out, or even if it's partly cloudy, putting your face and your arms in the sun for 10, 15 minutes makes a big difference. And you can also eat and drink warm foods. You know, having a pot of soup on, doesn't that just sound good?
That's what I had for lunch.
Oh, that sounds perfect right now.
I mean, that's so easy to make, and it just warms up your core temperature. The other way that you can get warmer is moving more. You know, if you exercise more often, you'll notice your core temperature is always higher because your metabolism's higher. So if you never exercise, your body doesn't get the circulation it needs, the oxygenation.
Get the blood flowing.
The stimulation. Yeah. So what's interesting, has this ever happened to you guys? If you're even just slightly under the weather, you know, like that level where you're not sure, you're like, maybe my energy's a little down.
That was me today.
Yeah. And then you exercise. Have you ever done that where you exercise when you're a little bit uncertain if you're feeling well, and then as soon as you exercise, raise your core temperature and exert yourself, you feel so much better and you're fine.
Yeah.
And then the last major point I want to make is sleeping strategies. You know, we've heard about REM sleep. It's rapid eye movement sleep. That is the time of your sleep that you have the strongest amount of healing. And because of circadian rhythm, which is just moon cycles that we don't have any personal control over, it's just the Earth's magnetic force, we actually can get a stronger healing sleep or REM sleep in the few hours before midnight. So for example, if you sleep from say 10 to 4, you've had a stronger healing sleep than if you slept from say midnight to 8 a.m.
Since you first told me that, I've noticed that if I fall asleep at say 9:30, wake up at midnight, I feel like I've had a full night's sleep.
Yes. It's amazing. Mm. It can change your life. So if you're one of those, oh, night people, it's the only time I can get things done, and you change that where you just go to bed earlier and get up early and get your things done first thing, you'll find that your immune system is stronger and you feel more rested.
I love sleeping.
You can also destroy your REM by doing things like watching TV right before bed, alcohol before bed, a really big meal before bed. So that's a whole nother podcast is REM sleep, but it's amazing how it can make a difference in your immune system. And then, of course, there's also, we have to mention, being subluxation free. So because your nervous system is tied to your immune system, keeping your spine healthy and thus your nervous system is critical for maximum immunity. And we do notice in the office that one of the most common comments that we'll get from people under chiropractic care is they have more energy and they don't get sick as often. And if they do get sick, they seem to get over it more efficiently and quicker.
Parents are so grateful every winter they come in, my kid hasn't been sick, or they had the sniffles for one day and it went away and that never happens.
They love you guys.
Oh yeah.
It's actually pretty common too. This happened just this last week where a family, for some reason or another, will have one or two of the children not getting wellness checkups, maybe just one of the children, maybe they had a special condition or concern. And they'll say to me, wow, I've noticed this year that the ones getting sick in our house are the ones not adjusted. Mm-hmm. And they'll get the rest of the family under care.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So you get sick, what are you going to do?
Remember, cut out the sugar, cut out the dairy.
Cut out the sugar, cut out the dairy. Remember we said 70% of your immune system was in your small intestine. I'm sure many people at this point have heard of probiotics. So think of antibiotics means anti-life. Biotics means
so
life.
So you're actually putting buggies in your body.
Yeah. You know, we're supposed to have healthy bugs in our gut, and those are the bugs that actually help break down our food.
Right.
And you can wipe out those bugs when you have an antibiotic. Or just long-term poor digestion.
Or eating sugar.
That's right, eating sugar. So what happens is if you take a probiotic supplement, it replaces that good bacteria that's going to help balance out all the bad illness-causing bacteria.
And as a side note, can I just tell you that since I've started probiotics on a regular basis, my skin has been the clearest it's ever been.
Wow, that's cool.
You look fantastic, Jessica.
Thank you. She does. You can also get it naturally through your food. It's much harder to do, but if you're a big fan of kefir, which I know, Jessica, you like kefir.
I love it.
And yogurt, assuming there's no dairy allergy, raw sauerkraut, and fermented soy products. But most people find that a supplementation is what they do, at least short term, one bottle's worth, to re-inoculate, is the word, the good bacteria in your gut. And lastly, it's really about when you get sick, letting your body overcome the symptoms, because we think of the symptom as the problem. Oh, what's wrong? Oh, I have a fever, as if the fever is a disease, or oh, right. I have a cough, as if the symptoms are your body's expression of healing.
Right, it's
the
fixing
illness
itself.
We think of all the ways we can get something out of our body That's what the body's doing when it has a symptom. So the symptoms are actually the healing of the disease. I'm going to quote a Dr. William B. Greenaugh, professor of medicine, Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. He says, sneezes and sniffles are good for you. They clear the airways of harmful irritants and allergy-causing substances and keep them out of your lungs. A low fever is also a condition you should not try to relieve. Fevers actually fight bacteria and viruses. If a fever isn't over 104 degrees, diseases are shortened by letting the fever run its course. Coughing rids the body of bacteria and viruses by way of the lungs. If you take a cough suppressant, that can lead to pneumonia or a lower respiratory tract infection. You know what the key is to letting your body overcome symptoms?
It's time,
and you have to stop.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to take this Tylenol or cough suppressant because I have to go to work. I have to do this. Letting your body just stop and heal for even one day is usually all it takes to get over that edge.
Yeah.
It's when we don't stop and we keep suppressing our symptoms that the virus or the bug just keeps inhabiting, or it drives deeper into our bodies and it takes us longer to get well, or it's reoccurring.
You know, instead of drugs, there are so many other natural things you can do to help make yourself feel more comfortable while you're trying to get over it without suppressing your immune system too.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And besides probiotics, there's vitamin C, there's vitamin D. We talked about the sunlight. There's zinc. Mm-hmm. There's colloidal silver, which when used short term can be very effective in fighting any type of infection.
Have you even heard of that?
I love that stuff.
Colloidal silver is amazing. We also recommend if a child has an ear infection, some type of garlic or mullein flower eardrops, a natural chest rub. You can buy Vicks, or there's natural versions of that that help a child or an adult to breathe better at night so they can sleep. Mm-hmm. Apple cider vinegar baths. You can put 2 cups of apple cider vinegar in hot water. Pulls out the toxins. Helps, especially if there's achiness involved with being sick. Yeah.
I tried that a few years ago after I had a fever, and my fever broke after I did that. I woke up the next morning feeling great, thanks to Dr. Jennifer.
That's right. And then, of course, just getting an adjustment. That makes a huge difference when people are sick. So I hope that these tips give you at least a trust in your body and some practical things that you can do if you're under the weather. And bottom line is just know that your body doesn't get sick. Your body just does sick. I'm just doing sick. I'm working on a project. My body's healing. And when you can think of it as your body's clearing and your body's healing, you can feel more positive and likely get better faster.
Good tips.
Exercising your immune system.
That's right. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.